You know, I was going through the research for today's deep dive, and this one quote just it jumped out at me. It felt, I don't know, a little too real.
Oh, yeah. What was it?
It said, "We all look like a bunch of weirdos at the office talking to our laptops, but it's worth it. Typing is so exhausting." And I just thought, that is me. I'm that
You and me both.
weirdo.
But I mean, it's a perfect image, right? It just captures this weird transition we're in where, the social awkwardness of talking to a computer is finally getting outweighed by how useful it is.
Exactly. The juice is finally worth the squeeze. And that's what we're digging into today. We've got this great list from Product Hunt updated literally today, February 8th, 2026, called The Best AI Dictation and Speech-to-Text Software in 2026.
And I want to be super clear right up front. If you're listening and thinking, ugh, dictation, like Dragon from, 1999, that's not what this is. You need to just reset your brain.
Right. This isn't your computer hearing beach when you very clearly said peach. This is something totally different. The source actually stops calling it dictation software.
Yeah, they have a new term for it.
They call it a new input layer for computing.
And that phrase, input layer, that's a whole key. I mean, think about it. You have a mouse to point. You have a keyboard for typing.
Right. Those are your layers.
Exactly. And the argument here is that voice has finally gotten good enough to be a third primary input layer, not a gimmick, a real way to drive the machine.
So practically speaking, what does that actually look like? Because I have a dictation app on my phone, and I mean, I barely touch it.
It all comes down to friction. The old way was, open an app, hit record, wait for the beep, talk, then copy and paste the text somewhere else. It was a whole process.
You had to stop what you were doing just to start dictating.
Right. But these new tools for 2026, they mostly use a push-to-talk model. So you just like hold down your function key.
And it just works
Yeah.
anywhere.
Anywhere. You're in your code editor, you hold FN, you speak, you let go, and the code appears. You're in Slack, you hold FN, speak, and the message is just there.
So it's system-wide. It just floats on top of everything else.
It's a layer. Exactly. You don't switch windows, you don't do anything. It flows.
Okay, that makes sense. But looking at this list, it seems like the days of one tool for everything are kind of over. They seem really specialized.
Totally. It's unbundling. There are tools for coders, tools for doctors, tools for writers,
And tools for people who are just drowning in email.
which is most of us.
Okay, well, let's start with the big one then, the one the source calls the People's Champ. If you just want one thing that works everywhere and you don't want to think about it, what is it?
That would be Whisperflow.
Whisperflow. Okay, why is this the one?
Because it nails that friction problem. The reviews all say the same thing. It just works. It's fast. It's accurate. It's the most reliable all-rounder.
And what about compatibility? A lot of these cool AI things are Mac only for like the first year.
Not this one. Mac, Windows, and this is huge. A full iOS keyboard.
Oh, the mobile part is key. I feel like half my communication happens on my phone while I'm walking into a wall.
Right. But here's the really smart part about Whisperflow. It's not just turning your voice into words. It uses something they call context-aware adaptation.
Okay, what does that mean? Is it learning my accent?
It's learning your style. You know how Siri always sounds so formal? And it puts periods in weird places.
Yeah, or it spells out the number 7 when I wanted the digit 7.
Exactly. Whisperflow learns how you write over time, so the output actually sounds like you.
Okay.
But there's a specific use case here for, the power users out there.
Oh, yeah.
It's built for what they call AI-first workflows.
AI-first workflows. That feels like a buzzword, bingo square. What does that mean in practice?
It just means it works really well with other AIs. So if you're coding with Cursor or you're prompting ChatGPT,
Instead of typing out this giant complex prompt,
you just talk it. You speak your prompt to Whisper, it cleans it up perfectly, and feeds it straight into ChatGPT. It removes the keyboard from the equation.
okay, that is pretty powerful, but I'm seeing a catch. It says here it needs an internet connection.
That's the trade-off, yeah. It's
Yeah.
cloud-based, no offline mode. All that power comes from sending your voice to a massive server.
So if I'm on a plane, I'm just out of luck.
You are back to typing with your thumbs. And it's a subscription, about $12 a month for heavy use.
Okay, so that brings us to a fork in the road. Whisper is great for commands, for Slack, for quick stuff. But what if I'm, say, a writer? I'm working on a long article, a script for a deep dive, maybe.
Then the source would point you somewhere else. If you're doing what they call polished prose, you're probably looking at a tool called Aqua Voice.
Aqua voice.
And the distinction they make is really cool, is the difference between a transcript and a document.
Right. A transcript has all my ums and ahs and me starting a sentence over three times.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Even great dictation software just gives you a clean transcript. AquaVoice doesn't do that. It doesn't transcribe it. It transforms.
It's editing as it goes.
It's doing heavy editing.
Yeah.
Punctuation, paragraph breaks, all that.
Yeah.
But the killer feature, the thing that kind of blew my mind, is that it's context aware.
What do you mean?
It looks at the document you're already editing.
Wait, it reads what I've already written.
Yes. So if you're writing a formal legal document, it matches that tone. If you're writing a casual blog post, it'll sound more snappy. It mimics the style that's already on the page.
That is wild. It's like a chameleon co-writer.
One person in the review said, I used to check out dictation apps once a year, but now I dictate the bulk of my writing. That's a huge shift.
But I'm seeing a limitation here. Mac only.
For now, yeah. Mac only, no mobile. It's really for the desk-bound writer.
Yeah.
And again, it's a subscription.
Which I'm sure people love.
Well, you know. But one reviewer made a good point. They said it was easily worth it because you're paying for continuous accuracy gains. If it saves you 20 minutes of editing an hour, it pays for itself pretty fast.
Fair point. Okay, so we have the consumer-friendly options. What about the hackers? The people who want to pop the hood and hate sending their data to some black box server.
For them, we had to talk about Edo.
Edo. This one is the open source award winner.
And it might be the most conceptually fascinating one on the whole list.
Why is that?
Because of a feature they call vibe typing.
Vibe typing. I love that name, but I have absolutely no idea what it means.
It's a great name. The idea is this. Say what you mean loosely, and it writes what you should send.
Okay, give me an example. How is that different from what AquaVoice does?
AquaVoice makes it pretty. Edo tries to capture your intent. So say you're replying to your boss, and you just mumble into Edo, yeah, tell him that's fine, but I can't do it till Tuesday, and I got to check with Sarah.
Right. A normal app would type out that exact mess.
But Edo would type, yes, that plan works for me. However, I won't be available until next Tuesday. I will also check with Sarah before confirming.
Whoa. So it's not just transcribing, it's translating my brain dump into a professional sentence. It's like a little executive assistant.
That's it, exactly. It's a shift from capturing words to capturing intent. And because it's open source, the tech crowd loves it. You can fork the code, build on it. It's built on a Rust toolchain.
Okay, hold on. Rust toolchain. For those of us who aren't developers, what does that mean? Why do we care?
Right. Think of Rust as a super lightweight, super fast engine. It means Edo runs on your machine without hogging all your memory or killing your battery. It's just very, very efficient.
And what about privacy, since it's open source?
That's the other big draw. It supports local inference.
Meaning
the AI thinking happens on your actual laptop. Nothing gets sent to the cloud. You can pull out your internet cable and Edo will still work.
Which is a perfect segue to the next category. Because for some people, privacy isn't just a nice to have, it's a legal requirement.
Right. If you're a doctor, a lawyer, you literally cannot use a cloud-based tool like Whisperflow. You can't send patient data over the internet.
So what's the solution for them? They need the speed, but they need it to be a vault.
They need the privacy award winner. Super Whisper?
Super Whisper. And the source calls this one boringly reliable.
Which, when you're dealing with sensitive data, is the best compliment you can get. You don't want exciting infrastructure. You want it to just work.
And this is all on device.
100%. It uses local Whisper models, the tech from OpenAI, but it's all self-contained on your Mac. Nothing ever leaves your machine.
That's real peace of mind.
It is. And it doesn't do all the fancy style learning like AquaVoice. It's a workhorse. It just gives you the text. Fast, accurate, no guessing.
And I'm seeing something about the price model here, too. People seem to like it.
Yeah, this is for the crowd with subscription fatigue. Super Whisper has a lifetime purchase option. Pay once. Own it forever.
So you treat it like an investment, like buying a piece of medical equipment.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've got the all-rounder, the writer, the hacker, and the vault. What about the people who are just crazy busy?
The product managers, the founders, the ones who are always context switching.
Yeah, the people with 100 tabs open, jumping between Slack and Figma and their email every 5 seconds.
For them, the source points to a tool called Alter. And they don't even call it a dictation tool. They call it a system-level AI assistant.
It says here it lives in the notch on the Mac, up by the camera.
It does. It's meant to feel like it's part of the OS.
Yeah.
But its secret weapon is vision.
Vision, like It can see me.
You can see your screen, your windows, your files, your tabs.
That sounds incredibly powerful and also a tiny bit creepy. Why would I want that?
To stop the context switching, imagine you're looking at a design in Figma and you need to create a task about it in Jira. Normally, you'd switch windows and type it all out.
Right.
With Alter, you just say, create a Jira ticket for this screen and mention the button color is wrong. And it knows what this screen is.
Oh, wow. So it grabs the context from one app and uses it in another.
It orchestrates things across your apps. It's less about dictation and more about orchestration.
That is that input layer idea on steroids.
It is. But it's also, you know, a lot of tools. Sometimes you don't need an orchestra conductor.
Right. Sometimes I just need to reply to the 50 emails that came in while you were talking. I just need to clean up my inbox.
And that's where the last one comes in, the everyday communication tool.
What?
Willow Voice.
And the source says this is for the 80% of knowledge work that is just replying to people.
Which is a sad but very true number. Willow's whole thing is that it takes your mumbled reply and auto-formats it with the right tone so it's ready to send immediately.
How's that different from Ito's vibe typing? Sounds pretty similar.
It is, but Willow is hyper-focused on speed and conversation.
Yeah.
And, crucially, it has a killer mobile app.
Ah, back to the thumbs.
Right. A lot of these other tools are desktop first. Willow knows that half our communication happens while we're waiting for a coffee.
Yeah.
It brings that voice layer to your phone, system-wide.
Okay, so we've hit live dictation from pretty much every angle. But there's one last category. Sometimes you just have a recording, right?
The transcription purist.
Exactly. Podcasters, journalists. I have an MP3 of an interview. I just need the text.
And for that, the winner is McWhisper.
And this isn't an assistant or anything?
No, not at all. It's a utility. You drag an audio or video file onto it, and it spits out a transcript with timestamps. That's it.
And the pricing.
One-time purchase. No subscription. And it's all local, so your sensitive interview never goes to the cloud.
Just a simple tool that does one job well. I like that.
It's perfect for that one job.
So as I'm listening to all this, it feels like the choice for a listener comes down to a matrix of two things, privacy and price.
That's the matrix, exactly. It's what you have to decide.
Okay, so on the privacy side of things.
It's a pretty clear split. If you want the magic, you know, the style learning, the continuous updates, you're probably going with a cloud tool. That's Whisper Aqua. You trade a little data for a lot of convenience.
But if privacy is everything.
You have to go local, Super Whispers, McWhisper, or Ito. You lose some of the fancy cloud features, but you get total security.
And the pricing seems to follow that same logic.
It does. The subscriptions are basically paying for those huge, expensive cloud servers. The one-time purchase tools can do that because they're just using the power of your own computer.
Okay, let's do a lightning round to sum it up. Who should get what?
Let's do it.
I just want one tool that works on my Mac, my PC, and my phone. I don't mind paying for it.
Whisper Flow, the people's champ.
I'm a writer. I'm working on a book. I need an editor, not just a typist.
Aqua Voice. It'll handle the pros.
I'm a doctor or a lawyer, or I'm just paranoid.
Super Whisper. Local, private, and reliable.
I'm a developer. I want to customize everything and see the source code.
Goto. Get in there and tinker.
I am just buried in Slack and email, and I do most of it from my phone.
That's Willow Voice, for sure.
It's amazing how much the space has changed. I mean, not that long ago, dictation was just Siri getting my text message wrong.
It's come a long, long way. But, you know, there's a deeper implication here with tools like Ito and Aqua Voice. It goes beyond just saving time.
How so?
Well, think about what they're doing. What? They're not just transcribing, they're interpreting. They're fixing our tone. Ito is literally writing what you meant, not what you said.
That's true. It's like a little sanity check filter between your brain and the page.
Right. But doesn't that raise a really interesting question? If the AI is fixing your tone and polishing your arguments and turning your angry mumble into a polite, well-structured email?
Yeah.
At what point does the software stop being a tool and start being the co-author of your life?
Wow. Yeah, that's something to chew on.
Are we even really writing anymore, or are we just becoming directors? Right. Directing the text with the AI doing all the actual expressive work.
From a writer to a director, I kind of like that. But it's also, I don't know, a little spoopy. If everyone uses these tools to sound polite and professional, are we all just talking to each other's bots?
It just might be.
Yeah.
But hey, if it makes typing less exhausting.
Maybe it's worth it. Fair point. I'll take a robot co-author over carpal tunnel. Well, on that existential note, that's our deep dive on the voice layer. We hope this helps you start talking to your computer without feeling too much like a weirdo. Thanks for listening.